Welcome to Divine Feminine Rising with Mez Deline. I'm Mez Deline, and my intention with this podcast is to entertain, educate, and illuminate as I share the power and magic of the Divine Feminine. Thank you so much for being here. I'm grateful for your time and attention. So in this episode, I would like to talk about sisterhood. Sisterhood is not something I learned about as a child, at least in my own home. I had three little sisters, and you might think that would be a great opportunity to have a close-knit sisterhood feeling, but that didn't happen. My parents were not able to foster that kind of thing, and they did the opposite. They pitted us against each other, and I was the oldest, and they especially pitted my younger sisters against me. They told them that I was evil and the spawn of Satan and things like that, and to not go near me or I would contaminate them and those kind of things. But one day, I was probably about 10 maybe, and I saw a group of sisters, and one of them fell out the window of their house. I was just walking down the street, and I saw this happen, and I kind of stopped, and I was across the street, and I watched what happened. And what happened was the other sisters, and there was four of them also, they all, first of all, ran to make sure that the one who fell out the window was okay. A couple of them jumped out the window. One of them came out the front door. And in my family, if I fell down, no one asked if I was okay. They laughed and ran off. And so that was different, right? And then I heard them talking. Okay, we got to fix the window. We got to fix the window so that, you know, mom and dad don't know that we broke the window. Actually, that you broke the window, because it was one person who broke the window. And they all planned together how they were going to protect each other from getting in trouble. And that was just amazing to me. It was amazing. In my family, one time my sister pushed me out the sliding glass door, not the glass door, but the screen that goes with the sliding glass door, knocked the screen out. And as I'm laying on the cement at the bottom of the stairs, injured, she's running to tell my mom how I broke the screen. So, sisterhood wasn't a thing in my childhood. However, it became a thing in my life. And it's something I learned about in belly dance, of all places. So what is sisterhood? To me, it's a group of women who often have a common interest, who get together and share, women who support each other's life journeys. They help each other when needed. And a sisterhood can take many forms. I've seen lots of different circles of sisters. For instance, a group of girlfriends, maybe from high school, maybe from college, that get together on a regular basis. They might go out for lunch weekly or monthly, or to drinks or dinner. And they talk about the men in their lives and their kids and just family things, right? Or they might talk about their jobs, and they enjoy each other's company, and they see each other on a regular basis, and they keep up with each other's life and catch up on each other's news when they gather together. And they're just really good friends who support each other. I've seen book clubs become really close circles of women. I've seen hiking groups. There's even this group that I follow vicariously online called Sisters on the Fly, and they go camping. They meet for camping. They all over the country. There's like hundreds and hundreds of people that belong to this group, and they meet at various places around the country, and they camp in their beautiful trailers that they've all made, very feminine and beautiful, and they cook for each other. They have potlucks, and it just looks like so much fun and something that I would just love to be part of, right? And once upon a time, I belonged to a crone circle. Even though I wasn't a crone yet, they called me an honorary crone. And every week we met in my studio and we formed a circle. And sometimes we read a book and talked about that. Sometimes we had a subject that we talked about. Anyway, it was just super, super awesome. I loved the crone circle. So my sisterhood comes also in varied forms, and I thought I'd tell you some stories about my own sisterhoods. And for me, my sisterhood is my chosen family. They are my chosen sisters, not sisters of the blood, but sisters of the heart. That's what I call them, sisters of the heart. So as I said, I first experienced that with belly dance. As I taught belly dance, this sisterhood seemed to evolve organically. It wasn't something that I contrived to do or tried to make happen because I didn't know that it was a possibility even. But it just organically became this amazing thing. But what happens is I'm teaching and I have a group of students, and those students who show the desire to be more serious about the dance, to learn more, and to level up, I often invite them into my belly dance troupe, which is where we do choreography. The classes are where we learn the steps, and I do some class dances too for fun, but the troupe is more strictly choreography, and we do costuming, and so there's a lot involved in troupe that doesn't happen maybe in the class. Troupe is a smaller group of women, and we get together at least once a week, and we work on the dances, we plan the costumes, we plan shows that we're going to do, and invariably, being a group of women, we end up talking. And as time goes on, we become closer and closer as we get to know each other. And that's what I mean by calling it a sisterhood. We become like sisters. We get to know each other's life stories, each other's families. We become like grandmas or aunties to each other's children, and it's just a really great thing. In earlier episodes, I have talked about community, and this is a form of community, but it's a deeper form of community. It is a community that is much more close, more involved in each other's lives than some communities might be. And at one point, I published an international Middle Eastern dance magazine. Middle Eastern dance is another term for belly dance. And I did that for 20 years. And one time I did a sisterhood issue. And I thought it was such a great idea, right? And I put a picture of my troupe on the cover. It's one of my favorite covers ever. And then I wrote about sisterhood and I interviewed people, and it was, I thought, a great issue. That issue caused some negative responses. And it was very sad to find out that in other areas of the country, there wasn't such a thing as belly dance sisterhood. It was surprising to me, and I got some angry letters like, I don't know why you would have a sisterhood issue. that's just the stupidest thing I ever heard of in belly dance. There's no such thing. And letters that said, well, you might have a sisterhood where you live, but where I live, it's a bunch of backstabbing people that do not support each other. And I found that to be sad, as I said, because my only experience was the sisterhood. And I know that, you know, not everybody gets along all the time. Sisters don't get along all the time, but they get over it and get on with life and get on with being friends. But I guess in some areas, there's no such thing, right? And so I started looking into that. Well, what is that? And it was about competition. It was about undercutting each other's prices. It was about bad-talking people. And I have to admit that I did have that happen twice in 44 years of belly dancing. I had two women that, you know, did that behind your back kind of thing to me. But that was it, out of hundreds of women. And so the majority of my experiences, like 99.95%, has been super positive, women supporting other women. And it's unfortunate that it's not that way everywhere. I believe that it can be. I believe that there is no such thing as competition, especially in belly dance. There is, I know, undercutting, but if you have a good reputation, that's something that you can easily overcome. Because as I think with anything, not just belly dance, if someone has ill intent and they undercut or whatever, that's just showing that they are not as qualified, not as professional, and so forth in their profession, right? And that will come out in the wash at some point. I think that we can shift our focus to supporting each other, and that in my area, it's grown bigger and bigger, this idea of sisterhood. At one point in the cities in the Northwest, there was a lot of controversy and distress, and I've seen that less and less as the years have gone by. Guilds have formed and different kinds of groups and organizations. It's about supporting each other and bringing in more energy to the art form of belly dance. So, sisterhood that I have, which is really important to me, I call it my sacred sisterhood. And like many things, it started with belly dance. I was teaching out of my house. I had a studio in my house. This was many years ago. And I had 10 people signed up for my new class. 10 people registered. They hadn't paid yet. They were going to pay at the door. This is before PayPal and all that stuff, right? They were just going to pay at the door. And I had a woman contact me and say that she did meditation and she heard that I have this studio and she was wondering if before my belly dance class, she could lead a meditation and have a group there. And I said, sure. It sounded interesting to me, right? So this woman comes, and she has 10 people in her group, and she does this meditation, which turns out to be, she actually was a channel, and she channeled what she called the teachers, and it was very interesting. And her session was over, and all 10 of the people that came to her meditation channeling asked if they could sign up for the belly dance class that was going to start. I was expecting 10 people at the door, right? They didn't show up. Those 10 people did not show up that had registered for my class, for my belly dance class. The meditation people, 10 meditation people, became my belly dance students. So we would do the meditation, and then we'd do the belly dance, and over time that evolved into what I called my sacred sister circle. And those women, it's, I don't know how many years later, 36, 38 years later maybe, some of them are still in my life. And talk about being supported. I was supported by these women in so many ways. At one point, we started meeting in a spiritual circle after the meditation teacher lady moved away somewhere. And we met on a regular basis and we did things together. We had discussions and we created sacred items. We did healing work on each other. And we just had a beautiful, beautiful, energetic time together. And I ended up having my son, and I was really sick for 5 months after I had him. Long story short, who showed up at my door just briefly and once in a while with a rose in their hand or a card in their hand or just some positive, uplifting words of love and kindness? It was women out of the spiritual circle. And what a wonderful support it was to me. And then as time went on, I ended up being the single parent of my son, who was not even a toddler yet, and my daughter, who was a teenager. And it wasn't easy. And one day, I walked out onto my front porch, which was an enclosed porch, and I found several bags of groceries. I don't know who left them, but I will guarantee you it was from that spiritual circle of sisters that I had. And what a blessing it was. In my belly dance troupe, it was sometimes like going to group therapy. So we supported each other through death, through birth, through divorce, things, you know, that life things that happened to all of us, right? We were there for each other. In troupe, we would dance together, but we also would spend time helping the person who was undergoing distress. And for me, it was a very healing thing to have when I went through a hard time after my divorce. And I just have to tell you a little story about my troop mate, Masadi. We called her Masadi. Her legal name was Kimberly. And one day she said, "I'd really like to talk to you alone." And I said, "Okay." That was unusual. You know, we've always pretty much met in a group. So I didn't know what was up. And she got me alone and she said, "I just want to tell you that we've been talking about you and we don't like what we see. We're really worried about you. You're not getting any better. What can we do to help you? We want to help you." Apparently, I thought I was faking it pretty well, but I was very depressed during this time. And despite me trying to put on a brave front, right, they could see right through that because they're women, right? And they're my sisters, right? So they could see right through that. That kindness, that time that she took out of her own life to take me aside and talk to me is all I needed to shift my world into a better place. I was seen, I was heard, I was loved, and that's all I needed to shift into a more positive mindset. And it was such a beautiful thing. I just can't even express in words the feelings, you know, all the feelings and the beautiful thing that that was for me, the healing that I received from my sister and the rest of my sisters. This is what, to me, what sisterhood is about. It is about helping each other celebrate the joys of life. It is about helping each other heal from the sorrows of life. It is sharing things together, having fun together, whether it's dancing or reading books or walking on the beach or whatever people want to do as a group. It is an amazing, amazing thing. So I, as you might be expecting, I highly recommend finding a sisterhood or creating a sisterhood or celebrating the sisterhood that you're in. There is nothing more divinely feminine than women gathering together for the greater good. So there are times when we have sent healing as a group towards circumstances or disasters or someone who might be very ill or suffering emotionally. And there's times when we individually reach out to other women. There's nothing else in the world like it. There is nothing else in the world like sacred sisterhood, joyful sisterhood, camping sisterhood. The list goes on, right? So find some sisters. If you have sisters, grab them. Do something fun. I actually know people who are blood sisters as well as sacred sisters. And I love seeing that. I love seeing people who have grown up together and stay together throughout life, supporting each other as family and friends and sacred sisters. So that's what I wanted to say today about sisterhood, and it would be my greatest joy if this helps someone to form a community of sisters or to appreciate their community of sisters, or maybe make a suggestion on, hey, let's all go to the Barbie movie like some of my sisters and I did for fun, or let's go out to dinner, or let's go on a hike, or let's just sit around and hold hands and sing a song. I love you so much, so very much. Thank you so much for joining me today. My mission is to help bring back the balance of the divine feminine to spirituality. Please share my podcast with anyone who might be interested in the divine feminine and personal empowerment. And if you'd like to connect with me further, feel free to reach out. You can reach me at mezdaline.com, Divine Feminine Rising with mezdaline.com, Mezdaline Bliss, or Mezdaline on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. And if you'd like to join my mailing list to receive my newsletter, you can find that on my website. Allow the light of your love to shine. Be the change, lead the way, and always remember your light of love is a needed gift to the world that only you can give.